The Station Masters Art Gallery in Strathalbyn is closed for renovations and painting at the moment, but it's going to reopen January 2nd to unveil its summer exhibition. One of the artists involved is South Aussie painter Lindsay Kilminster. He specialises in traditional fine art and realism and does a lot of his work on the road, seeking inspiration and subject matter from his motorhome across the ever-changing terrain of Australia. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, thank you. And tell us a bit about yourself and what motivates you to paint. Why do you love painting so much?
It's a way to feel connected with the scenery. It's actually a hobby, but it's actually growing. So I'm getting more interested in it and more recognised as time goes on. And it's just something that I enjoy doing. It's not rocket science. People can learn. They can do it. I think you have to like doing something. I think that goes with anything you do. And if you like doing it, you'll probably eventually succeed at it. But it's not an easy road, though.
No, no, especially if you're doing fine art and realism, that would take a little while to get the hang of.
Yeah, it's not an easy road. When I say it's not an easy road, anybody who is interested in taking up art seriously has got to be prepared for rejection and failure, because it does happen. But it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, well, that's how you learn, right?
Even top artists do get this. Robert Hannaford, for example, has never won the Archibald Prize. He's won other prizes connected with the Archibald, but he's never won it.
Right.
So there's that to consider. Anyone that wants to take up art has to be prepared for that.
I understand a big inspiration for you when it comes to deciding what to paint is having a changing landscape, right?
Yes. If you do what they call plein air painting, which is basically a French word for outdoor painting, what you do get is a true visual concept of what you're doing. I tend to back up my painting with photographs, so I've got some sort of memory there and record of what I'm doing. But also plein air painting is great. It does have its issues. And if anybody wants to do it, you've got to contend with weather and flies and wind and whatever you get with it. And you have to work quite quickly because the scenery tends to change. Clouds will come over, wind will blow across the water reflection. The sun will change direction because it gets higher in the sky or lower in the sky. So you've got to work quite quickly and remember what you were doing at the point you did it. That's the secret to plein air painting. But it is very enjoyable.
South Aussie painter Lindsay Kilminster is with me. He's got some pieces coming up in the summer exhibition opening January 2nd at the Station Masters Art Gallery in Strath. Now, a big part of your work, as we've sort of alluded to, is being on the road. And I understand that you really got serious about your art when you retired. And you were able to just have a marvellous adventure, I hear.
Yes. Well, we've been around Australia probably two or three times, and we've been up the centre and around the coast. It's been great, really. Now, we're not sort of in the class of David Attenborough, but we've seen a lot. I've generally taken my paints with me because when you see something that looks good, then you can sort of stop and do it.
Yeah, that must be very freeing and there's so many different, beautiful, unique little spots in Australia. It's such a vast place to get inspiration from. Any favourite spots?
Well, things are different. You'll get a favourite spot that's sort of like coastal, for example. Some of the coast around northern New South Wales and Queensland is very nice. Up on the Kimberley coast, it's a different type of area up there. If you're on the east coast, well, you'll be people everywhere. Up on the top of the Kimberley coast, you could be there for days and no one would come. And you'd be out there and it's pristine, it's totally pristine. There's nothing there, but you've got to be prepared. And you've got to be prepared to bring your own water, and we've got water and solar panels and generators and things like that.
Oh, great. You and your partner or...?
Yes, my partner.
Oh, that must be such an adventure. Do you meet many characters while you're out and about?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we meet all sorts of people travelling around. Some people have been travelling around for years and in a vehicle. We've met people who are just travelling the Land Cruiser, look at nothing else, which is something incredible. I mean, we come home to our houses, so we don't do that, but which I find refreshing.
I don't think
I really want to be on the road continuously. But we're able to take off any time we want, so that's good.
Oh, fantastic. And, of course, COVID, we've had quite the lockdown this year, so it's been a bit of a different year for you and your partner.
Yeah, well, we can't travel overseas. I mean, we were in Europe about a month before COVID came through. I didn't do any painting in Europe because it was too inconvenient. We were moving too fast. So, you know, we were catching trains across Europe and things.
Oh, it would have been a big blur across the canvas.
Bit of a blur. Yeah, it's a bit of a blur.
Yep.
So we only narrowly escaped COVID.
Oh, really?
So
you got back in just in time.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But there's plenty of Australia's got plenty to offer. A lot of people don't know. And possibly New Zealand. We're in New Zealand a few times.
So we might be able to see some South Australian images in the upcoming exhibition.
South Australian. Probably a series of the Murray that I've got. They haven't been exhibited yet.
Yeah, what do you think is special to capture about the Murray in your paintings?
I like the red cliffs. The red cliffs of the Murray and the reflection. If you get up early in the morning, the river is still. Again, you've got to work fast before the wind turns up and turns to the river. It alters a lot. Yeah.
And any ambitions into the future? Anything you want to try to experiment with art-wise?
No, I think I'm quite happy with what I'm doing. I think it's a good idea to continue the way that you paint best. It's more like doing what you do best kind of thing. You're more likely to succeed that way. Some people have changed their style and direction entirely, and it has worked. But if you do what you like doing, then you're more likely to succeed at it. I think that goes with anything. I don't think it's just art.
Yeah.
I think it goes with anything, you know.
So that, sticking to what you're good at, accepting the fact that there is failure as well in the journey along the way.
And if I tried to be a mathematician, that wouldn't work.
You've figured out the stats on that one?
Yes, I have. I was really glad when they invented the calculator.
Oh, really lovely to have a chat with you today, Lindsay Kilminster. Thanks for joining me.
Okay. Thank you.